Matariki Kiwaikato is welcoming a new era of leadership with a new festival director who is with us today, Waimihi Hotele. Tohu Whakaita Charitable Trust have announced the appointment of Waimihi, who's from Te Aupouri, Ngāti Maniapoto, as the kaihautu. And it's quite a renowned Māori New Year festival. Thanks for joining us on the program today, Waimihi. Ko tēnā, tēnā. Tēnā koe,
Dale.
Tēnā koe.
Mihi ana ke kaitai. Whakarongo mai nei tēnei ata. Tēnā kaitai.
Tēnā koe. Hoanga, good to talk with you. Hey, Mihi, why are you going to be a good festival director?
Well, it's a good question, eh?
I guess so.
It's a good question. Man, just because you've done a little bit of something, then you might be a little bit of a someone. But the reason that I said yes to being a festival director for Matariki Ki Waikato, I'm from Waikato. I've been working in the arts and in festivals and toi Māori for over 25 years, Dale. And I know it's hard to believe. To look at me.
I know.
Over 25 look, years.
Age has been very kind to you.
Yeah, you've got to work on it. And I've worked behind the scenes. I know the full pipeline, you know. And so, and I'm from here. So it's a place that I want to make cool so that I don't have to travel to Auckland and I don't have to travel to Wellington to work. Because a lot of my career has been spent working outside of Waikato. And that's not a bad thing either, because we've always got to get out and find out what else is happening in the world. But for me, I see a lot of our talent has to work outside, and I want to start making opportunities so that our people can come home to work and make those things here. And I think there's a lot of opportunity for that, and a big appetite for watching our own on the stage and having experiences that are just really cool.
And, of course, right across the country, we're looking at ways to acknowledge Matariki. It can be through events, of course, and community spaces being utilised. There's so many different ways to acknowledge this special time of the year. It's becoming increasingly special, too, as more people connect with reasons to acknowledge the change of seasons mid-year.
Yeah.
It's been a Māori kaupapa for years, but to be honest, as a kid, I don't recall people talking much about Matariki, but I've been really pleased that we are, as a nation and as a people, talking about it more and more. I know it's still a way away for you, Waimihi, but you've been in the creative sector for a long time, drama school, you're teaching applied Indigenous knowledge and performed, I notice, in some of the Shakespearean Māori mahi also. So, I mean, without going into too much detail, because it's way off just yet, what are you hoping that you might be able to bring to the Waikato mid-year?
Well, this first year, I'm looking at bringing value to what we already have, and that's just that we... Sorry, I'm in my car. You might hear a truck drive past and see... But I'm looking forward to bringing value to that. So making our experiences smoother, more, and activating some of the groups that we have in our organ, in our forehe, to be part of our seven signature events. So that each signature event is like a gala event. We don't have to just have one gala event where you highlight different people that are performing throughout the festival. You can have it at every one of our signature events. You get to see a little bit of something else that's happening in Aorohe. And hopefully you can make time to see those as well. So first and foremost, bringing value to what we already have, making sure that it's a smooth and exciting experience. And then the other thing I want to do too is really grow our networks, because I know in the past we've had a lot of events that have been held and they don't know that somebody else is doing exactly the same thing on the other side of the rohe, and there's a lot to be learnt from that. There's a lot to be learnt from sharing those experiences with each other and going, hey, you had that. You had a type of event like us. what did you know before I get stuck into mine? And I'll be able to share that. That's a really big deal for a lot of our smaller organisations. The other thing is, you know, you're right. We've been celebrating Matariki. I've been celebrating or been part of or organised Matariki events for over the last 25 years that I've been actively involved in theatre, film, television, in the arts. And for me, what I've learnt and what I've experienced and what I've seen, especially in the last 3 years since we've got our Matariki public holiday, what I've seen is that people really appreciate a space to release, whether that's grief, to release their aspirations for the year ahead, to come together and do that in a space where it's okay to just say thank you for the last year. It's been a rough year, but I'm ready to make a new start. And I think it works well in the winter time. I mean, it's all around the world, we're used to seeing a white Christmas and then a new year that happens with snow around it. And that's because we're watching the Northern Hemisphere. They celebrate their new year in the winter time. And it makes sense because it's a time where we can really hunker down and be part of the whanau, get cozy, and enjoy those moments. But for those of us that are alone or feeling lonely, it's also a time to acknowledge that. And as a country, I've seen us really invest in Matariki as a time to look to Pohutukawa and release that grief with them, with the stars. And no better way to give it up to Dungi and Papa. They're our parents. This is what we know. Parents, you know, in a healthy, loving whānau, look after you and hear those moments of sadness and, you know, make it better for you.
Well, it's another feather in the cap. I know that you used to be the GM at Ngā Whakaari. I just had a call, kōrero with Lanita. It's coming back a bit, but we're seeing job losses in the television sector. Yes, it might seem that it's journalists who are losing their jobs, but presenters and the like, many of our most prominent faces, Māori. It's very, very tough. Guys like Mike and Miriama and, well, many more are affected by these cuts. It's a very challenging time in the broadcast sector now.
It is. It's. You know, I've been shocked in the last wee while, and it's no different for any of us holding. I mean, you know, at the end of the day, the arts are usually the first ones to get the big cuts. So festivals, and we're no different. And in fact, in a lot of the councils, the district councils and city councils around the country are doing their long-term planning. But what we don't realise is that a lot of that is actually looking at cutting any resource towards the arts. Now, I was asked yesterday, actually, just as I've taken on this role, you become a person who people want to hear, what are your opinions on these long-term planning? And I think, well, we have to remember that the arts gives you a space to test boundaries, gives you a space to be on the cutting edge of innovation, and that's why we have to invest. And when we talk in Toi Māori, that's our mātauranga that is on presentation, and we're presenting to the people, but it keeps us visible in this landscape that is ever-changing and also highly political at the moment. So when you commit to Toi Māori, when you commit to the arts, you're committing to forward thinking, you're committing to a new way of being and seeing the world. And I think that's why it's really important that in these spaces where we're storytellers, as journalists, as broadcasters, as the artists and practitioners of the art, we have to remember that's our gift to the world, and ensuring that we still have spaces to do that. And if it doesn't happen through government spending, then it's going to happen some other way. We have to keep finding ways to get our true stories out there.
Tēnā koe, thanks very much for sharing some time with us, Waimihi. All the best. Waikato's Matariki is going to be something special, and I'm sure that your hand will be across all of those seven signature events and more as time goes by. great to have you join us on the program. ngamahi i o kōrero i te ata nei, ngamanaki tangi kia koe, te tohene kia o te rawatu koe, waimehi. Ai, mai reo.
Tēnā koe, Jane.
Hei kona.